Linesman Junquist brings him to center ice. Both teams ready to go. 17 on the clock, and we're underway from the barn by the bay. Generals win the draw, and right off the draw, gets punched out up into the Generals bench, and we'll have a quick stoppage for a faceoff.
High school hockey on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you locally by Zubac Motors of Oscoda and Ottawa City.
Junquist lays it down on the ice. Braves win the draw. Get it down deep, back behind Ashley in the Generals' end. Wrapped around the boards. Puck comes up the wall. Hazen chips at it, tries to keep it in, and the Generals bust out three wide down into the Ottawa zone. Led down in there by number 12, Joey Goff. Goff wraps it around and centers it, and that's broken up by Prim. Prim gets it on the far side, and the Braves chip it out to center ice. Just underway here from Ottawa. Generals in neutral ice. Wrap it down and along the boards. Number 19 brings the puck into the Ottawa zone and gets it around back behind the boards. That's Brennan Browning, or Brennan Bernard. Braves doing a good job so far, chipping along the wall, trying to keep the puck out. Nice little back pass in the Braves zone, and they clear it down ice. Icing waved off as back chasing it is Dylan Callen for the Generals. Callen loses it right out front, but couldn't stay on the stick. And number 88, that's Zach Miller out for the Braves for his first shift. Braves battling hard, trying to keep it in. And finally, the Generals will bring it out through center ice. Nice touch pass. One of the Generals in on goal. Shot, Billingham, save. Rebounds in the net. And on the rebound, Gavin Brownrigg, I told you that name earlier, tucked it in behind Billinghurst, and that's a tough goal to swallow early in the game here.
Yeah, only a minute and a half in, that's a tough one because they had played so well, having to play so much defense over the first minute and a half, and really no chance there because no help on that backside for Billinghurst. After he deflected the initial shot on goal, he had no chance to be able to defend the second one. 1-0 Genesee.
Well, tough start for the Braves. They'll drop it at center ice again. Braves win the draw. Bolin retreats into his own zone, and he'll take it all the way in behind his own net. Bolin pauses. He gets flushed behind the net by the Genesee player. Kicks it up the wall to Miller, just out of his reach. And Genesee will clear back into the Ottawa zone. Puck lay in the corner, wrapped around the boards by Walker Hazen, the younger brother of Jake. Puck not out, though. Kept down into the zone by Caleb Simpson. He wraps it around at the far point, and Generals with a little bit of pressure now into the high slot shot. Billinghurst right there for the save. Rebound save, and it's underneath him, and he didn't know it, Brad.
Yeah, he did not know. Luckily, that one stayed underneath his leg pad, but that's a couple more shots on goal. We've seen four already from the Generals, and not a lot of a chance on the boards there for the Braves to get physical, kind of set the tone a little bit. Did get one player to the ground of the Generals, but would like to see a little bit more physicality out of the Braves here on this Saturday afternoon.
Good line combination there by Genesee to start. Face off to the right-hand side of Billinghurst. One by the Braves, and a quick break up ice for Devin Gradoff. Gets his first shot in, and that was right on. And Cole Ashley steers it aside. Braves with another shot out front. Ashley with a quick lave save, and now the Braves putting a little bit of offense on. Generals clear it out to neutralize. Braves go back to get it. Puck chipped along the boards by Gradoff. And that's dumped all the way back behind the net. Henry Brumler gives chase. Brumler wraps it around the boards to Cody Prim, who gives it up, turns it over out in the slot. Shot in Billinghurst, turns that aside into the corner. 14-18 left in the first period here. Generals applying pressure. Henry Brumler wraps it around again to Prim, tries to kick it out, and does. Gets it ahead to Andrika. Andrika down into the Generals' end. Puck wraps behind the Generals' goal. Andrika gives chase. Plays it off the boards to Gradoff, back down to Andrika along the far wall. Puck tied up now on Gradoff's feet, and the Generals will clear it all the way back down to the Ottawa zone. 13:47 left. Big hit there by the Generals on the Braves down in their zone. Cooper Gorman back to get the puck behind his own net. Wheels it out. Doesn't quite get out. Schnettler gives it a try. Won't get out. And now Bolin wraps it around the boards hard to Keegan Bender. And Keegan Bender clears the zone. Generals will dump it right back in. Puck lay loose. Bolin will try it again. Put it right into the feet of a general out front. That's Lucas Leppin. Leppin can't keep it in, and now Keegan Bender with a head of steam and two more Braves with him. Ships it cross ice to Schnettler. And that's going to go offside. And we'll get a stoppage in play with 13:11 left, 1-0 Generals.
Well, it's great to have action right here in front of us. We would like to see the action away from us a little bit more. The Braves have had a couple of opportunities to play some offense. We haven't been able to see them keep it down in the offensive zone.
Face off outside the blue line at the near circle. Draw one by the Generals. They turn and go. Big head of steam down the wing here. Generals take a shot. That goes off the side of the net. Work their own rebound up along the near wall and chip back down low. Generals have it behind the net now, and they try to reach out and tuck it in on a play by Lucas Leppin, but Billinghurst was having none of that and covered it up nicely.
I liked what I've seen so far to Billinghurst. He's moving around in the net a little bit. He's not standing in one spot. It's good to see out of a freshman. This is going to be big for him to make sure he can keep this type of focus. You know, we've played, just over 5 minutes. Good to see if he can keep this focus for a full 51 minutes. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's just going to take a little getting over the nerves for him. Braves win a draw, which is good. Chip it around the boards to this side. Given chase by Gradoff. Gradoff pops it out. Off the shin guards of Cody Prim, and he'll have a chance now down deep. Tries to center it to Gradoff. Can't do it. Works behind the net on the wall. Bumped off the puck. Right back up and back on it. Centered by Prim, and that comes all the way along the wall, and the Generals will clear it out. And the Braves will intercept in the neutral zone. Back in his own zone, Walker Hazen giving chase. Pressured heavily by the Generals down deep. Puck lay loose along the boards, and Tawas will get it out to center ice and dump it in. Puck lay behind the net, comes out front, and Cole Ashley will grab it there. And we'll have a faceoff deep in the general zone.
12:05 to play in our first period. This game brought to you in part by Hicks Tax Service in East Dallas. The Dev Richardson Agency of Century 21 Realty in Tawas City. The Aries Tech Center of Tawas City and DeLodge Plumbing and Heating of East Dallas.
Face off to the left of Cole Ashley. Puck on the ground. Generals win the draw. They take it behind their own net. Chip it up the boards. Big number 42, Gavin Brownrigg, who's our goal scorer, can't get it out. They'll take it up the wall and try it again. Brownrigg this time chips it to the blue line, gets it out into the neutral zone. And Cooper Gorman comes back and chips it to the blue line, but not out. Brownrigg again. Oh, and he gets the body that time from Keegan Bender. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Brownrigg and Bender, both two big boys on the ice. Up the near wall, Generals chip it, keep it in. Down to number 32. Out in the high slot, can't get it off, shot. Goes by loosely to the side. Picked back up again by number 22 along the wall. That's Jacob Russo in the shot. Right in the slot, and Billinghurst got his toe on it. Kicked it aside. Tawas needs a clear here. Cooper Gorman chips it to the corner. Hazen tries to dig it out. Nowhere to go. Cooper Gorman behind his own net again. Finally gets it ahead to Miller, and Miller will skate it out of the Tawas end and dump it into the Generals end behind the net. Cole Ashley moves the puck along the boards to the far wall. Puck lay loose in the feet. Braves dig it out. Get it to the high slot. Andrika couldn't pull the trigger, and now right back the other way. Come the Generals, but they went for a line change. And number 16 brings it all the way in and down and deep on his own. That's Caleb Simpson. And he's got an opening in the slot. Shot, Billinghurst save, rebound lay loose. Kicked down into the corner by the Braves defense. Prim gets it out to Andrika at center ice. Andrika's got some open ice. Walks in, shot off the shoulder of Ashley and into the corner. And now the Braves, with a little bit of emphasis on offense right now. Finally, the Generals kick it out. No icing to be called on that. It'll come right to Billinghurst. Leaves it for Hazen out in front of his net. Hazen to Bolin. 9:57 here left in the first period. Braves break out of their own end. Puck gets dumped in deep. Braden Bolin gives chase to it. Generals chip it along the near wall and then clear the puck down to the Tawas zone. Back to get it for the Braves as Hazen takes an awkward hit there. No call. Puck chips out of the zone, but Walker Hazen lays down right in front of us. and he is in some pain. The officials blow the whistle. Just went in real awkwardly to the boards there, Brad.
Yeah, he did, right down here in front of us. And, yeah, it looked like he just kind of landed hard on his side, and hopefully he ends up being all right. Well, it's hard ice down there that he's landing on. And hopefully he ends up okay. It wasn't a dirty hit or anything like that, but a little bit of the intensity being played here by Genesee County. Hopefully Tao is able to match it a little bit. 9:34 remaining, 1-0 Genesee County.
Face-off after the whistle for the injury will come outside the Braves zone at the neutral zone. That's chipped away by Schnettler. Schnettler centers the puck. Shot from the high slot. That's deflected. Doesn't get all the way through. Schnettler battling hard down in the corner. Try to keep the puck in. Braves a little bit of forechecking pressure right now. Genesee reverses it and then skates it out of their own zone. Gets it through center ice. That puck comes into the Tawa zone right there to break that up as Henry Brumler gets along the boards but not out. Second attempt to get it out. That time that's Sean Bernard. Bernard and Brumler. Brumler loses the handle on the puck. Puck lay loose on the side of the net right out front. And Billinghurst can't find the handle. Big pile up in front of the net. Braves clear it. Shot. Rebound and a save by Billinghurst with his toe. Right out front. That goes through the crease. And now the Braves will do themselves justice by clearing the zone. Hazen all the way down the wing and all the way down into the general zone before losing control, and the Braves will go for a change. Braves on top of it, down deep now. Andrika takes somebody behind the general zone. Him and Prim work behind the perimeter. Generals get it out. Neutral ice driven right back in by Bolin. 8:12 left in the first period. Genesee up 1-0 on the Braves. Puck lay loose at center ice. There's a good body check in open ice by Gradoff. And right back the other way is Prim. Prim walks in, gets tripped and knocked down. No call again. Prim up on the puck in the corner. He battles for it. Comes loose. Three Braves down there in the corner. And finally, Gavin Brownrigg tries to clear it. But the Braves are right there. Puck lay loose. Prim can't find the handle. Braves forechecking and picking up the body pressure now. And they can play with this team. You can see that right here, Brad. Bolin back chips it up into center ice. Andrika dumps it in again down into the Genesee zone. 7:27 left in the first. Puck lay loose and the Generals cleared all the way out to center ice along the boards. Bolin will pick it up at the red line, drive it in deep again, and the Braves go in chasing. Led by Zach Miller down in the corner. Miller behind the net. Comes out, takes a shot right on net. That lay loose, and Cole Ashley had to be sharp to kick that away, and the Braves have all the pressure going now. Back in their own zone, Hazen gets it up through center ice. Dumped in by Zach Miller, and then chipped back into the Braves zone. And Hazen will go back to get it. Walker Hazen, cross ice. Excuse me, to his brother, both of them on the ice at the same time here. Up to Sean Bernard. Genesee dumps it back into the Braves zone. And Hazen will take off again with a head of steam. The senior through center ice. Leaves it laying there for his brother. He chips it just into the Genesee zone. Genesee clears it cross ice. Once again, Braves right there. Andrika on the wall with the puck being bodied and held behind his own net. Wild swing that time by number 9, Vance Knack. And play's getting a little chippy, a little clumsy, and the hitting's picking up right now. 6:03 left. We haven't had a whistle in a bit. Walks in Brownrigg with a drive, and Billinghurst got a piece of that with that paddle. Puck lay loose again out in the top of the slot. Backhand. Big number 3 on the backhand. That didn't get through. That's Flynn Crystal. And the Braves get it out to center ice and dump it in deep to the Genesee end and give chase. Cody Prim, first one on the puck, battles behind the cage. Cole Ashley trying to keep an eye on it, gets out to Hazen at the point, over to Bolin with a shot right on it, and the rebound, he scores! Kyle Andrew! Drinka on a rebound from a blast from Braden Bolin at the point, and the Braves tied up.
The Braves have played fantastic these last 5 minutes or so. We mentioned there hasn't been a break. They 100% deserve to put one in the back of the net. 100% earned it. All of the pressure has been by the Braves in the last 5 minutes. They finally get a ricochet to go their way. And just like how Genesee scored their first goal, nobody on that backside to stop Andrakum from putting one in the net.
Yep, just like that, 1-1. We love it. Put that one up on the board. 5:31 left here in our first period, and we'll drop the puck at center ice. Face off, Braves come right in with another shot on goal that Cole Ashley has to turn aside and put up into the netting. Real good pressure the last 3 minutes, wasn't it?
It's been amazing how much they've had Genesee County on their heels. And that is how you want to be playing this game. Genesee County dominated the first couple of minutes, had the Braves on their heels. And now the Braves, they started to get a little chippy. I think Genesee's a little bit bigger than them. They started fighting them a little bit, and it's worked out.
Braves with the puck now deep again in the Genesee zone behind the net. Genesee tries to clear it, gets to the blue line, but not out. That was a real, real good keep there by Bolin. Down into the corner, and then Genesee will clear it all the way back to the Taos blue line. Braden Bolin takes it off the wall, down to Gradoff. Gradoff can't get a handle on it, and Genesee will come back out through the neutral zone, three wide. Nice pass. Genesee tries to chip it out front in the slot. Nobody there. Brownrigg down in the corner battling with right below us here, along with Gorman down in the corner, and coming away with it is Sean Bernard. Bernard around the boards, but not out. Genesee keeps it into the high slot, and right there to grab that was Prim. Prim takes a knee, gets right back up, and heads through neutral ice. Good move. Prim with a drive, and that was deflected wide. Down into the corner. Brownrigg picks it up now for Genesee, chips it out through center ice. And once again, the Braves are right there to cover up. Good defense being played by the Braves right now. Andrika with a blind backhand pass. Doesn't get through, and now with a head of steam, here come the Generals into the Taos zone. Had to pull up so they weren't offside. Shot on goal. Billinghurst calmly sends it away, hands it to Hazen. Hazen hands it off to Andrika, and Andrika sends it up the wing to Zach Miller. Miller couldn't find the handle on it. Lay loose now in the Genesee zone. Their defenseman falls, trips up, and then Genesee will clear it to the neutral zone. And Taos will dump it right back in. Good pressure here now sustained by the Braves. 3:43, we're tied at one here at the barn. Genesee comes over to blue line shot. That's way wide. Picked up now by Hazen down deep in his end. Ooh, he takes an elbow up high. No call on that. Hazen didn't like that. Some pushing and shoving along the wall. Andrika involved. Little shot on goal. Billinghurst turns it aside. And the Braves are getting bodied now down on the other end. Big number 17, Lucas Leppin. And somebody didn't like it. They didn't. That's right there. They didn't call the first one, but they got the second one, and the second one was on the Braves.
That's the way it goes all the time, isn't it? That second one always ends up being the one that's called. 3:14 to play in our first period. We're tied at one. This game brought to you in part by AutoTech of East Taos, Shermer Construction of East Taos, JT Underground of East Taos, and Sunshine Realty of Taos City. That will put Genesee County into a power play, playing 5-on-4.
It will, and the faceoff will be to the right of Billinghurst. So we'll see if the Braves can kill this penalty. This would be big with 3:14 left here. Now, wait a minute, there's 5 minutes on the board. Are they giving that a major?
I mean, they must if you got 5 minutes on the board.
Yeah. And the Braves got way too many players on the ice, obviously. They're shorthanded, and they still had five out there when they dropped the puck. So a five-minute major goes up on the board, and that was to Braden Bolin for a high stick. So I don't know. I'm not saying anything right now, Brad. So the Braves will have a little bit bigger task at hand to kill this five-minute major penalty. Genesee sets up camp now down in the Taos end. They wrap it around back behind the net. Flynn Crystal with the puck along the boards, chips it out to the top of the point. That shot blocked out front. Rebound snapped along the sidewall. Braves try to clear, and they do. Real, real good clear that time by number 97, Sean Barron. That's an icing. And that was good luck there as Genesee iced the puck. The Braves will take that, and we'll have a faceoff at the other end with 2:35 left.
Well, this will give the Braves an opportunity. I mean, you'd love a shorthanded goal, but this gives them an opportunity to hopefully play just a little bit of time in the offensive zone and be able to burn off this clock with 4:21 remaining in the power play for Genesee County.
Brumler out to kill the penalty for the Braves, along with Gradoff. Puck loose down deep in the zone, and down there forechecking his way around is Kyle Andrika, doing a good job on the penalty kill right now. Genesee finally gets it out to neutral ice, and they get the puck into the zone, and it's offside on the way in. And again, that helps chop this power play up. 2:17 left in the period, 4:03 left in the power play.
Well, yeah, I just mentioned playing some time in the other zone. That'll, like you said, help as well as we'll bring this one to center ice. By 15 to 18 seconds, they were able to burn right there. And in a two-minute power play, that's a lot. These five-minute ones, it's not quite as much, but all of these seconds are going to count for the Braves.
Braves win the draw, chip it out of their own zone to neutralize. Genesee regroups. Brownrigg brings it in now for Genesee. Generals, and right there, the senior, Jake Hazen, clears it all the way down into the general zone as we move under the two-minute mark here in the first period. Almost a giveaway, and then Hazen steps up, gets the puck, and once again gets it to Andrika, and the puck right now in the Genesee zone as the Braves doing a good job killing this penalty. Andrika will give chase into the corner, take some body, those two push and shove behind the net, and both of them are going to go. Andrika is going to go for a penalty here, and try to get the number from Genesee's player. Number 42 is going to also, no, one of them are going to go.
Is that 11 or 17?
Yeah, I couldn't see it. I didn't actually see someone go in the box for the white team. 1:38 left here in the first period. Coincidental minors there to the Braves. Andrika being told not to holler anything at the official. The official's a little bit upset. Braves win the draw. Cooper Gorman steps up and dumps it in deep behind the Genesee net. They're still shorthanded. Puck lay loose in the slot. And now a breakaway the other way for Genesee. In on goal. Great defensive play by Cooper Gorman. Gets back and good stick work to knock that puck off and break up that scoring chance. Genesee resets up now. Walks right in from the slot. Shot. Save Billinghurst. Rebound shot save. And Billinghurst reaches out, covers it up. Well done, Braves.
That was a terrific job by the Braves, as you just mentioned. You got to give a ton of credit to Cooper Gorman, who came down and able to stop what looked like an easy breakaway where it was going to be just one-on-one with the goaltender. And then a great job also by Billinghurst to just get out of his net and dive on one to make sure he was able to stop the play.
So now the faceoff right below us to the left of Billinghurst, won by Genesee, sent back across the top of the line at the point. They wait, they work it in. High slot, shot right on Billinghurst, rebound save, two saves, and a cover-up, and then Billinghurst gets knocked into the back of the goal by Flynn Crystal, and there's some pushing and shoving as the Braves clear the net out. But I tell you what a gutsy performance there on those two shots, Brad, from Billinghurst.
Yeah, then just a massive. I did not get a good look at what happened after the whistle there, but a massive bodies in there as Billinghurst got thrown into the net. But yet again, it seems like Billinghurst, you like your goaltender just to stay calm. He looks loose on every. He's faced 15 shots on goal now already. He just looks loose down there. He's only allowed one by him.
Face off and right off the draw, big cross check by the Braves that didn't get called. Possession by the Generals, under a minute here now. Hazen works his man out front. They're pushing, shoving, cross-checking out front. Braves break it up, and both of them are going to go. Hazen and number 12, Joey Goff. So another set of coincidental minors here now as the play is getting a little bit chippy, Brad.
You could say that. Things getting a little bit chippy, and these officials are doing everything they can to try and maintain order out here. Again, doing the best they can. I'm not sure they're being 100% successful at it. These are two teams. You can tell. Braves look a little frustrated. Looks like they maybe got a talking to from Coach Rattell over the last 24 hours. They look a little bit more focused, ready to go. They're going at Genesee County a little bit. We still have 2:26 remaining in the initial five-minute major power play, 39.9 seconds remaining in our first period. And there's starting to be more people in the penalty boxes than there are on the benches.
Well, you know, this team has high hopes for this year. They're looking for their first W, Brad, so they're going to go try to earn it. Face-off to the left of Billinghurst. Gradoff, once again, drives through the face-off all over his player. Puck lay loose in a slot, and there's a goal. Just like that, Flynn Crystal picks up a loose puck and tucks it through the five-hole and gets it right between Billinghurst's open pads.
Yeah, that was one. You just kind of felt like that was coming. You kind of felt like all the pressure they were able to put on, all the stoppages eventually was going to be good for Genesee County, as Taos just had to play on their heels as much as possible and play a lot. And so with 34 seconds now, it is left in the first period. It's 2-1 Genesee County. But that's a rough spot for the Braves are at. But they really need this period break right now and need to move on.
Well, if you know anything about hockey, you know that late goals suck. So with 34 seconds left, that's just another little step the Braves are going to have to take to dig out of this little bit of a hole. And the major stays on the clock, so the penalty will stay on there. Braves win the faceoff at center ice, dump it all the way down into the Genesee zone. They regroup behind Cole Ashley and head out up along the boards. Flynn Crystal turns the puck over. Cody Prim runs into the referee as he tried to take it down there. And one last rush with under 10 seconds here. Genesee in the high slot. Puck loose in the slot. Braves clear it nicely. Clear it out, and that'll end our first period. With the score 2-1, Genesee County on top of the Braves. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this with our first intermission on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Well, that song gives us warm vibes, right? That's what we'll call that. That when the sun goes down there, it gives us some warm vibes. It is not that warm in here, but that is quite all right as we are at the Barn by the Bay. First intermission of Taos Braves hockey, and a very entertaining, a very interesting period. You were just talking with Coach Tyler, and you mentioned it might not be great for coaches, but it was great for us. 2-1 our score, Genesee County currently leading over the Taos area Braves. Real quick, couple of numbers here. So far, shots on goal heavy towards Genesee County as they were able to get 16 on the net. Taos got six, and they all came in about a 3 or 4 minute span.
Well, fortunately, during that 3 or 4 minute span, they did get a goal. Excellent job on that. The Braves scoring in that first period. Kyle Andrika picks it up, had an assist from Braden Bolin and also from Jake Hazen. So good work on that. Couple goals out of Genesee during that period. Brownrigg had one, and then Flynn Crystal had one. Make it 2-1. Now, Mel's in that locker room right now, Brad, telling these guys, okay, priority one, we got to go out and kill this minute 46 left in this major high sticking penalty that we had, because you can't really take that step forward offensively until you get back to full strength. And that's going to be a big concern. And one of the ways you win and kill off a minute 46 is by winning faceoffs. They need to win some faceoffs in this first couple minutes of the period here. Billinghurst, I thought, for how young and inexperienced he is, played himself a heck of a first period.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty darn well as well. But you mentioned the faceoff. Seems like they won a couple of those. They did okay on getting faceoffs, especially in that really good 3-4 minute stretch that they had at one point. But let's talk about the major. Let's talk about just in general the chippiness. There's been coincidental minors. There's been, of course, the one major high-sticking penalty. There's been a lot that these officials are trying to keep order in this game right now.
Well, we've had, in being an ex-official, we had two sets of coincidentals, which is fine. It's easy to take as a referee. Two guys, everything offsets. Neither bench is mad at you. But what happened on that high-sticking penalty, that major, they missed the first call. The referee was away from the boards. It happened behind him. His partner didn't pick it up. Huge, huge high stick on the other team.
Right.
And then our guy gets mad, or his teammate gets mad, retaliates, and takes the high-sticking penalty. And just like that, now you're down 5 minutes.
This is what I used to tell the coaches a lot of times. If I had a game that was getting a little bit of chippy, I'd tell them, on these after-the-whistle scrums, I'm taking one guy. I'm not taking two. We're not playing patty cake. I'm taking two guys to the box so that everybody's all even. I'm taking one guy. So that's what you got to watch for in a game like that. When things get a little bit chippy, you take the guy that threw that punch.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the guy you're going to take. Not the guy that hit him in the head afterwards. You're taking the guy that threw that punch. That's the guy that's going to sit. And when you do that, then they start to learn real quick, and then they get calmed down a little bit and start playing hockey again, because a lot of testosterone with kids this age.
Exactly, and we got away from hockey for a little bit there. There was a couple minutes. I don't think we were playing hockey. Anybody knew where the puck was. They were just going at each other for a couple of minutes. And I always bring up the physicality with this team that I like to see is more and more physicality. They started a little slow, but you start to see them get kind of chippy, kind of feisty. They're not as big as this Genesee County team, this Dallas team is, and they started to get a little feisty, and then it started to annoy Genesee County, and the Braves just kept poking at it.
Yeah, and they certainly, when you said they're not as big, they certainly are. They got Brownrigg and Crystal Flynn and even their goaltender. They got some real big players on this team. And like I told you before the game started, a Doug Towler coach team is going to do the three things I told you earlier in the game. They're not going to give up. They're going to play real sound, and they're not going to take stupid penalties. I mean, that's one of the things that he mandates. He doesn't tolerate it any other way. And, I expect the Braves are back on the ice here. We're getting ready to drop the puck for the second period. And I think if they can kill this penalty, we'll have something going.
100% right. Let's also just real quick before we get started here in the second period, the goaltending gave up only two goals, but pretty good job by the man in net tonight. That is Adam Billingers for the Braves.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not real big. He's not a big kid. We're used to having some big kids here, you and I. Ethan Hare, Zach Bakker. We had some big goalers.
Bakker.
And, Billinghurst's a little bit, smaller, more diminutive, quick goaltender.
Getting ready for our second period. This game is brought to you in part by Revoort Builders of East Dallas, Bay Party Store in East Dallas, Landmark, Title of Oscoda, and Blue Bear Jewelry in East Dallas.
And we're underway. Genesee wins the draw. Crystal Flynn takes a shot right on him. Billinghurst had to get the waffle on that, deflected over the net. Good save. Puck comes back out to the point again. Genesee works it down into the slot, up to the high slot in the circle. Back to the top of the point, shot right on. Billinghurst save, rebound goes wide. Pile up in front as somebody got knocked down on top of Billinghurst, as he's just taking a beating down there this morning. Crystal Flynn throwing his weight around. He's a big boy for Genesee. Puck's loose along the wall. Towson needs a clear here. In the circle, walks right in, shot, save again by Billinghurst. Puck comes out toward the blue line, but not out. Genesee with great pressure early here in the second, and there's a goal, and once again it's Crystal Flynn from right out in front, and there's still 58 seconds left in that power play, and they pick up yet another one, Brad.
Yeah, that was a big one, and about three shots ago, Billinghurst lost his stick, so he was playing without the stick, just trying to get there. Whether or not that really affects those shots, it doesn't matter. What it does is it throws you off. He doesn't have the stick. He's not as comfortable, and he feels a little different at that point. And so now it is a 3-1 lead for Genesee County. And the Dallas Braves bench, you can even hear it from over here. Some of those coaches are having a chat with the officials.
Yeah, Mel Rattel not real happy right now, as one of their players was jumped on, went right on top of Billinghurst. So now 50 seconds to killing this. 16:02 left in our second. 3-1 Genesee. Braves digging a little bit of hole. Genesee wraps it around the boards out to the point. They put it out into the high slot and down to the other side in the top of the circle. Out to the slot. Shot from the high slot. That went well wide. Billinghurst, no need to make a save. Brownrigg working down deep along the boards for Genesee. Getting great resistance from Tawas, though, down in the corner, and finally they chip it out. 18 seconds left in the major penalty. Genesee back in their own zone, regroups, brings it out through neutral ice, gets it down deep on the left-hand side toward the corner. Chipped out to the point, cross ice in the top of the circle with a shot. Billinghurst got a piece of that with his pad. Another pass out to the top, taken away by Tawas. Tawas chips it down into the zone, and finally, Braves give some chase. Down right below us, Andrika puts it out in the crease, and Gradoff right there, but covered up nicely just below us by Cole Ashley.
It'll be nice to get the Braves back at full strength, and now it's too bad they gave up that first goal, because being able to now be at full strength and maybe get back into this hockey game, still plenty of time for them to get back into it. The cold mouth is having a trouble talking right now.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, it is. Down by two at 3-1. You need to see in these next, let's say, 5 minutes, when there'll be 10 minutes left, you'd like to see them just with a little bit of momentum. Whether they put one in the back of the net or not, can we see them tilt the ice to where all the action's happening right in front of us into the Tawas offensive zone?
So some last-minute changes here for Genesee, and the referee waves one of the players off on the late change. There's a two-minute penalty. And the Braves will have the power play here. Face off, Lucas Leppin loses it. Andrika with a shot. Just chipped wide. Gradoff couldn't find it to tuck it in. Braves will go on the power play here. This is a Russo Engineering Tawas Etchworks power play. Down deep around the boards, chipped out to the top of the point. Cooper Gorman tried a cross ice pass, and it hit off Andrika's shin. And that'll take it out to the neutral zone, so Tawas will regroup. 1:33 in the power play, dumped in, but nobody chasing. That'll be an easy clear, or it should have been an easy clear for Genesee, and it is, as Crystal Flynn sends it all the way down the ice to the other end. Andrika back to get it behind Billingshurst. Chips it along the far boards, and once again, Tawas just can't find the handle. Now they do, and they race it into the Genesee zone. Down here along the boards, low in front of us. Andrika, head of steam, tries to chip it to the point, and it gets through his feet. And now the Braves will have to go back and chase after it again. Braden Bolin wraps it around the boards to Prim, and that misses his feet as nobody can find the handle on it right now for the Braves. Braves out through center ice, neutral zone work right now. Good work by Genesee on the kill. Puck still lay loose in neutral ice, 13:37 left. Genesee will win that battle at neutral ice and clear it all the way down into the Tawas zone, and they'll have to regroup again with 25 left in the power play. Puck just casually gets drifted down into the end. That's picked up by Dylan Callen, and he drives it back into the Tawas zone. So kind of a wasted power play here, Brad. 10 seconds left. Braves didn't manage much offense on it. Callen behind his own net for Genesee. He'll clear it, and that'll do it. That'll kill off the remainder of the power play, so nothing comes of it. 12:55 left here in the second. Braves at even strength now. Through neutral ice, trying to find some space to move. Braves get it down deep into the Genesee end. Hazen gives chase down there. Sean Bernard centers it. Puck lay loose, Keegan Benner with a shot just wide. Schnettler down digging for it, but here comes Genesee back the other way. Hazen dives and gets the puck away from Flynn Crystal, and the Braves clear it back to Genesee end. Puck lay loose in the neutral zone, hopping around now. A little bit better checking right now in neutral ice. Tawas walks in, right up in the high slot. Puck shot across the ice, lay loose. Sean Bernard couldn't keep it in. Big check at center ice by Bernard as he broke that play up. As Genesee works on trying to keep it in the Tawas zone now. Brownrigg off the bench with a little dipsy doodle, walks into the high slot. Good clear by Bolin out in front of the Braves zone. Puck comes back to the point, shot. Callen with a shot, and that got deflected out front before it got to Billingshurst. Puck deep behind the Braves' cage right now. Genesee battles it out to the point, out to 24. That's Andrew Pastor with a shot right on. Billingshurst turned that aside. And really good sustained pressure right now by Genesee. Braves go to make a change. Uh-oh, we got a penalty now. It looks like it's going to be a holding. And it looks like it's going to be on the Braves, Brad.
Yeah, that one, it looked like that was almost, you know, sometimes a defender takes pass interference in football just to not give up a touchdown. That was a situation where a puck got away from the Braves, and he just kind of grabbed. He just kind of grabbed and held on and made sure that there was no just walk-in on the net. 11-12 remaining in our second period. By the way, that Talus power play was brought to you by Russo Engineering and Talus Bay Edgeworks, both of Talus City.
That's our guy Keegan Bender that took that penalty there. So with 11-12 left, faceoff will be to the left of Billinghurst, the ninth grader, getting his first start in net. Puck out to the top, just inside the blue line. Genesee works it around, works it down low, and then back up high. Andrew Pastor with the puck. Over to his partner, shot. Nice save, Billinghurst. Pluck cleared and dumped all the way down the ice on an excellent clear by the Braves. Oh, puck shoots out front after Cole Ashley went behind the net to get it, and that almost caused a problem. Cross ice with a head of steam going into the Talus zone. They pull up out at the blue line. Crossing pass, shot just wide, rebound, shot again. And once again, that's a hat trick there for number three, Flynn Crystal. And I tell you what, he's a dominant force in front of that net.
Yeah, the Braves just can't move him off the net. That's really the key. He's so big, he's just setting up shop. There, a bunch of these smaller defenders for the Braves are trying to get him to move, but just not big enough to go and actually move him off the puck. The ricochets come off the net, off of Billinghurst. He's right there. He's just tapping it in. He has not taken a shot of his own, I don't think, tonight. He's doing nothing but being the cleanup crew.
Absolutely. The garbage man, they call him. And now the situation is going to start to change a little now that we get to 4-1. And the Braves are going to start having to hold on here and really step up their defensive game. Draw at center ice. Genesee wins that again. Dumps it immediately into the Talus zone and heads in to get the puck. And right after it, and there's a penalty that didn't get called right there as the Brave gets tripped leaving the zone. Shot wide of the net. Puck lay loose behind the cage. Out to the blue line. Quick shot in. Deflected out front with a high stick. And great call by the official, as that one could have went in the net, but it was deflected with a high stick, and faceoff will come outside.
High school hockey in 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Muffler Man of Talus City, Dean Arbor Ford of Talus City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Talus. Miller and Wilbur, small engine repair of Talus City, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Talus City. 4-1, Genesee County Generals over top of the Talus area Braves. And
Ian Beavers, Ian Beavers called a penalty there on Braden Boland for a high stick. I thought he was just calling that the puck was played with a high stick. So now the Braves will go shorthanded for 2 minutes again with 10 left to play here in the second period.
And they're 0-2 on penalty kills so far today.
They bring the puck now into the Talus end. Few new faces on the ice now, as Genesee's getting some of their third and fourth liners a shot here playing in the second period with a 4-1 lead. Out to the top into the point shot. Over to the other circle with a shot, and that's wide. A lot of action right now in the Brave zone. And finally, Talus will dump it out and send Genesee back the other way into their own end to pick up the puck and regroup. Andrew Pastor headmans that puck through center ice. Good check there by the Braves. As one of the Braves knocked somebody down as they were going right through the slot. That got a hooting and a holler from the bench. Not what we're looking for really right now. We're looking for some defense and offense. Nice save, Billinghurst, on a point-blank shot from Genesee just inside the circle. Pastor down there working hard. Shot. That's wide. Brownrigg pucks behind the net. Brownrigg parks himself out front. I tell you what, him and Flynn Crystal are two big pieces to move. Shot. Billinghurst got a piece of that. Kicked it to the corner. Talus needs a clear badly now on this penalty kill. Shot back to the point again. Genesee all over it. Shot. Nice glove save by Billinghurst as he calmly hauls in that shot from over in the corner from Caleb Simpson. And I tell you what, Billinghurst is not getting a whole lot of help in front of that net right now.
He's not getting any right now, and he's just trying to see around big bodies. We've mentioned he's not very big, so he's playing truly on the defensive for a long, long time. 23 seconds remaining until the Braves can get back to full strength.
Face off to his right. 8:25 left in our second period. Braves with a nice clear off the draw. Cole Ashley plays the puck himself, gets it up the far wing over to Vance Knack. Knack through center ice, gets it to Brownrigg, and Brownrigg is going to get a penalty drawn on a really clean hit by the Braves. I saw nothing wrong with that hit, Brad. He is pleading with them. The referee's calling it an elbow, and I tell you what, that's kind of the way the day's going now, as Devin Gradoff took a good body check and turned it into a penalty, and now the Braves will be two men short for 3 seconds with 8:09 left here in the second.
So this is going to lead to pretty much another power play. It's not going to be too long, but, it looked clean to me. You would know hockey a little bit better than I would, obviously, but that looked 100% like a clean hit to me, and the Braves unfortunately would not be able to get to full strength, and they need to be able to cut into this 4-1 deficit.
Draw one cleanly by Genesee. Shot. Got a piece of it. Billinghurst did. The first penalty's over. Back out onto the ice is Zach Miller. Puck come out to the blue line again. Now Genesee sets up camp in the Tawas zone. And Tawas with a nice play to break that up and head back the other way. Nice move. Andrika tries to center it to Miller. Nobody there. And then straight back the other way to get back on defense to finish killing this penalty. Another nice check. Andrika picking up the body work a little bit now. Out to the point. Genesee moves the puck around in an umbrella pattern into the top of the circle. Out to the high slot. 11 winds up with a drive right on. And Billinghurst right there grabbing a hold of that calmly and collected. And he'll cover it up with 1:14 left in the power play.
You mentioned Andrika laying the body. He needs to. If he's going to earn that Captain C, he's going to have to be the one who kind of gets the vibe back going. Let's pause for station identification on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting station.
Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. Tawas Braves hockey 4-1. Genesee County over the top of the Braves.
Andrew Pastor and Caleb Simpson on the points. Shot in behind the Braves' goal. Now the Braves get a chance to clear it, and they do, out to center ice. And Cody Prim gets hit and didn't like it and gives a little shove back. Pastor down deep into his own end. And he'll get that puck along the left-hand wall. Not out. Genesee will regroup. Finally, they get it back down into their own end. Pastor will cross-ice pass to Caleb Simpson. Caleb Simpson gets it into the Braves zone. Cooper Gorman on a hard wraparound that's not going to get there. Kept in by Caleb Simpson at the point. Gets it down to Flynn Crystal with a shot out front. Rebound lay loose. Big pile up in front. Bodies everywhere. And the puck's still loose. Shot from the blue line. And then we got a no goal, and they're saying the goalposts are off and dislodged. So there'll be a faceoff with 6:30 left here in our second period with the Braves down 4-1, still trying to kill 22 seconds of this power play.
And that might be a little bit of a break for the Braves right there, which, you know what, they need as many of those as they can get today.
Cole Ashley, the 11th grader, just one blemish on his record today. Braves snuck one in past him. Waits patiently down at our end as the faceoff will be to the left-hand side of Adam Billinghurst. Billinghurst gets down in the crouch position. Faceoff on the ground, won by Genesee. Cross ice up top. Caleb Simpson with a shot right on, and once again, nice look in the butterfly position by Billinghurst. A little bit of pushing and shoving and frustration now after the whistle down in front of the Tawas goal. I don't think we'll have any penalties come of it, but when you're losing 4-1 and the opposing player's standing over your goalie taunting him, you're going to knock him down.
Probably is, rightfully so. You probably should.
Yeah.
4-1 Genesee County. This game brought to you in part by M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, the Dallas Bay Insurance Agency of East Dallas, Edward Jones of East Dallas, and North Country Signs and Shirts in East Dallas. 15 seconds remaining in the penalty kill for the Braves. They're trying to get their first penalty kill of the game, 0-2 so far.
Face off to the right of Billinghurst, won by Genesee at the point, shot in. That one was just wide by Andrew Pastor, lay along the boards. Braves get it out into neutral ice, and the penalty is over, and the Braves are come back to full strength. Center ice, Flynn Crystal drives it in to his teammate who fell going across the line. The Braves will pick that up. Andrika back the other way. Head of steam. He's going to be in on goal. Walks in, shot. Great save on the corner by Cole Ashley, as he hasn't been tested in a while. And he stood up and took it away from Andrika there.
Yeah, that was maybe an angle Andrika really wouldn't be able to score on. But that's one where you kind of wish there was somebody down there with him. But Andrika is sometimes so much faster than everybody else. Was down in front of everyone, didn't get a great attempt on goal. It's only the second shot on goal for the Braves in the second period, as we have just under 6 minutes to remaining in that second period.
Face off to the right, and won by the Braves, but chipped out over a stick, and the Braves will have to chase it back down into their own end. They flick it along the wall. Gradoff tries to chip it past his man, can't do it. Brownrigg now goes deep. That's chipped off his stick. Good work by the Braves, breaking up the skating ability right now of Genesee. Out through center ice. Nice moves by the Braves. And they go offside as they bring it in. And Gradoff shakes his head at the linesman.
He tried really hard not to be offside. So you could tell he had a head of steam. He was trying everything he could to not get offside. But ends up falling at 5:23. Penalty kill is over. 1-for-3 now in the day. So the Braves, with a total of 8 shots on goal in this period alone, Genesee County is 13.
So Billinghurst facing quite a bit of rubber today, and Cole Ashley not seeing a lot from the Braves. You know, it'd be big right now in this last 5:21, a goal. Braves need a goal here at the end of this one. Down into the corner, deep into Braves zone, puck scrambled out in front, and again, people just keep crashing this net. Again, Cole Flynn was on top of the goalie, big scramble. Referee Neil Brandemiller says that this is a no-goal situation. Puck was not in, or that the net was off, or that there was interference, but they're waving the goal off. Face-off's going to be to the right-hand side. But again, they're starting to be an issue with him running into Billinghurst here.
There really is, and he has been slow to get up a couple of different times, getting whacked here. And it's only a matter of time until someone on the Braves takes big exception to it.
They've
already shown a little bit. If this game gets any more out of hand, if it gets to 5-1 or 6-1, the Braves are going to feel like they don't have much to lose at that point.
Right. So the faceoff will be to Adams' left-hand side. One cleanly shot right on. Rebound, he let it loose, but he covered it up and took away the rebound chance by saving that. And then the Braves try to clear it along the wall. Don't get it out. Puck lay loose in the slot. Braves try to clear again. Won't get it out. Shot by Pastor. Pastor couldn't get it all the way through. He picks up his own rebound. Sends it back. Shot. Big number two with a shot right on. And Adam Billinghurst is getting all the work. There's a big cross-check out front. Puck lay loose. No call again on the cross-check against the Braves. Hit along the wall. Braves giving chase. Happy to have the puck not in their end for a moment. Lay loose at center ice. Chipped over by Henry Brumler. Brumler. Oh, and there's a big hit right there. That was a big hit. Number two just laid it out on Henry Brumler as he skated through center ice. And now it's getting a little chippier. And one of the Braves has hurt Andrika. That's Andrika going to the bench with a problem with his cage or his eye, something. Puck lay loose down behind the Genesee net. We'll try to bring you an update on Andrika. He's got his helmet off down there. It's his nose, it looks like. Puck loose behind the net. Sloppy play right now, both sides. Prim intercepts it down in the Genesee zone. Backhander almost got all the way through. Ashley got a piece of it, but not all of it. Bernard down there with Prim. Prim turns. Shot.
Rebound lay loose again, and oh! Gradoff couldn't pop it in the corner as it laid loose there. And Ashley makes another save. Can't get it out. Braves keep it in. Walk in. Shot from out front. Goes over the top of the net. And hand passed by the Braves, but picked up by Genesee. And dumped down the ice the other way. And they're going to take an icing on that. And we'll have a faceoff all the way back down in the Genesee end with 3:14. A little bit of life from the Braves there.
This is what happened in the second period, or in the first period when they got going a little bit. They made it a little chippy. The Braves were the enforcers making it a little chippy in that first period when they got going. Then they started to find and get Genesee County on their heels. I understand it's not great. It might not be the most sportsmanlike thing in the world to do, to make it chippy and then go. But if you got to do what you got to do to win the game right now.
Andrika finally still with his helmet off over alongside the Dasher on the far side. Hope he's okay and can get back on and see the ice. Braves dump it in. Knocked out of the way by big number 20 on the back end. That's Robert Russell Jr. He clears it to center ice. Brownrigg right there. Can't get it into the Tawas zone. So Genesee will come back, regroup. Puck lay loose at center ice. Genesee works it into the Tawas zone now in the high, high slot above the circles. Tawas tried to chip it out, couldn't get it past the skates. A big number 8 on Genesee, and now the puck lay loose again, and Brownrigg chopping away at it right out in front of Billinghurst. Billinghurst makes one save and then clears it to the corner, and the Braves work to try to clear this puck with 2:20 left in our second period. Clutching, grabbing, pushing, shoving all along the far wall. And no calls being made as the refs are deciding to let the boys try to play through this little spurt of testosterone they have going on right now. Walks right in. Brownrigg with a shot. He shot it wide. Kept in, though, again by Genesee at the blue line, and the Braves need a clear again. There's one that goes off a stick and up into the netting with 1:53 left in our second period.
This game brought to you in part by Dr. Michael Linden, DDS of Augrain, more builders of Augrain, M33 access of Rose City. Braves desperately need to just get some offense going this last 1:53. They need to punch one into the net, need to make one interesting and make Cole Ashley work a little bit. Right, so far he has not had to work in this period.
Face off to the right of Billinghurst. Braves win the draw, comes out to neutral ice. Genesee chips it to center ice and then works their way back into the Braves zone. They've had a lot of possession and setup time down in the Tawas zone this afternoon. Big hit in the corner, little pushing, little shoving. That's Hazen down in the corner, working hard to try to get the puck out. Gets it out, decides to skate it himself, gets out through center ice, avoids a check. Chases it all the way down into the corner and then gets cross-checked from behind. No call. Has a word or two for official Brandon Miller in the corner. Tawas keeps it in. Coming up on the one-minute mark here in the second period. Back behind his own net, Andrew Pastor. He gets bodied by Keegan Bender. And then Keegan Bender knocks down another player. And again, both of those were extremely clean hits. And referee's taking a penalty on this.
So Bender will head to the box, and another penalty kill coming for the Braves with 1:03 remaining in the second period. And Bender, I mean, a big kid who just throws his body around a little bit, and that one, it probably looked a lot worse than it was. I mean, that was a big hit from a big boy in Keegan Bender, and he, what did he say?
You heard him. You heard him in
the interview. He's playing hockey, so because he can hit somebody.
He likes the physicality of it, he said. So, well, he got himself a penalty with 1:04 left. 2 minutes will go up on the clock. And it looks like the Tawas Braves are going to use their one-per-game timeout right now and see if they can regroup. Coach Buresh is going to have a talk with him. And you know what? I'll tell you what. If I'm Coach Buresh right now, 4-1 game, you just take a penalty that I didn't think they deserved, to be honest with you. He's going to tell him, don't quit battling. This is where you got to have some guts.
You're
100%. You know, get involved. If you're going to play, we're going to play tough all the way to the end. We're not going to roll over on this team. And we're not going to let him just walk in our barn here on a Saturday afternoon and let him walk all over us. I think he's going to try to get him motivated right here.
That's probably the number one thing you need to do right now is just kind of get some focus in. Whatever you want to focus on, make sure that the rest of this game, these last 18 minutes and 4 seconds of this contest, that they are ready to finish this one out. Make a push. Get the their one goal came from making Genesee uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable. Get going a little bit. Right now, they are just I think they've got their full setup. I'm surprised the team bus isn't sitting over there by the goalie, sitting by Billingers, because they have just set up down there all period long.
Yeah, we call it camping. They've been camping in the Tawas End. So 104, here we go. 2 minutes on the clock. Braves will be shorthanded. Tried to win the draw. Comes back out to Pastor at the point. Gets it over to Simpson. Back to Pastor with a shot from the high slot to Billingers. Kicks into the corner. He's got a quick kick leg on Billingers. Tawas tries to clear, loses possession of the puck, and it goes in the corner. Braves again try to clear, gets to the blue line, but not out. Braves making them pay when they touch the puck right now, playing the body. Another loose puck. Tawas tries to chip. They're looking to clear that zone. Big slap shot. That will do it, and that'll get it down into the Genesee end. Coming up on 25 seconds in the period. Gradoff hits an edge and wipes out down in this end. Back the other way, Andrika gets a hold of it. Andrika clear. That's another big clear for Tawas. Cole Ashley out to play it. He sends it all the way up to center ice. Try to get something going late here. 4 seconds. And now they're going to eat it behind their own net and let the period come to an end. So, after two complete here at the Barn by the Bay, the Genesee County Generals 4 and the Braves 1. We'll be back right after this on 104.7, your power station for sport.
Brad Allen, Kurt Romberger here with you as we get set for our third period of action. It is Genesee County 4, the Tawas Braves 1. And, you know, I heard you talking with Coach Baresh there, and one thing that you and I mentioned, you know, it's too bad we've played, what, 34 minutes? The Braves have had, what, about 4 good minutes, 30? The other 30 have been dominated by Genesee County.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, basically it's been the Braves against Flynn Crystal, as Flynn Crystal has himself a hat trick already tonight. And the only other goal came from Gavin Brownrigg, and that's how they got their 4 goals, a Crystal Flynn hat trick. And I tell you what, they're both big boys that are immovable objects in front of the net that somehow you either got to not let the puck get in there, or you got to move them. You got to move them somehow. And like I told Matt, we talked about it just now, I think you got to just come out and try to win this period. Try to win this period. That's where your goal is. I don't think you can try to, work on getting 4 goals in a row unanswered. But,
and I think just in the short term right now, it's kill 56 seconds. You got 56 seconds left in the penalty, you're going to be shorthanded. Kill that 56 and get some offense going. You know, we spent that whole period down on the other side of the ice. Well, this time keep the puck on that side as they flip sides, and let's stay on the far side away from us. Get a couple of shots on goal. They only had 3 in the second period. They have to at least double that. You'd like to, for them to triple that.
Well, they're going to start out shorthanded. Andrique out to take the faceoff at center ice. Linesman Junquist gets the puck on the ground, and Genesee will win the draw and set up shop in the neutral zone. They chip it into the Tawas end, get it down and along the boards and out to the point. High slot shot, deflected and right on him. Billinghurst knocks it away. Hazen clears it to the corner. Andrika chips it around the boards. That's not going to get out either. Kept in by the Generals out at the blue line. He walks right into the high circle with a shot, just misses the crossbar, and it deflects all the way out the other side to Caleb Simpson. Simpson in the middle, over to Pastor. Simpson made a bad pass. Andrika gets a hold of it and clears it down the ice, and that'll eat up the remaining 10 seconds, I think, of this power play. So good to see the Braves kill this off to start third period. Genesee regroups in their own end, get ahead of steam and dig out. Braves back at full strength now on a turnover. Andrika walks right in from the slot shot. Nice save, Cole Ashley. As he turned away, Andrika point blank. Another one, and he score! On a rebound, Andrika with his second of the night.
What did we just talk about? We said it's exactly what you needed to do. Kill the penalty. Go down. Get some offense. Able to force a turnover late in the penalty kill and able to pick up a goal and cut it to 4-2. And that's what they needed. They couldn't give up an early goal. They needed to go get one early just to give this team some hope, give them some momentum. We said get Genesee County on their heels. That's a good start right there. That's a great first minute of the third period by the Braves.
Absolutely. So 15-52 now. They haven't clicked it up on the big board yet, but 4-2 now, Genesee, and the Braves have a little momentum. Hazen chips it up, and that's deflected up into the bench. And we got a full house here. You know, we never talked about that really today, Bradley, but look at all the support out here today for this hockey team. It's pretty full in here, all the way around the glass, all the way to the bleachers. It's a real nice crowd here at the barn today. Faceoff in the neutral zone, won by Genesee. Back in their own end, cross-ice pass. Into the neutral zone. Keegan Binder now back on the ice. Braves try to work the puck along the wall. Chipped out. Schnettler gives chase for it. Schnettler gets it up to Hazen, who lazily passes it to the blue line with nobody there. But fortunately, the Braves' Schnettler, on a good forecheck, chips it all the way down into the Genesee end. Puck wrap around the boards, loose out in the high slot, picked up by Genesee. Headman through the ice. Now they're into the Tawas zone. Nice back check there by Bernard. Bernard chips the puck out of the reach. To the blue line, a shot. Billinghurst right there. Rebound, come loose. And Braden Boland clears it off into the corner. And they get it out. Hits the linesman out in neutral ice. Puck lay loose along the boards. Two Braves play the body. No silliness here. You don't want to pick up a penalty. Good, good work along the boards by the Braves. And there's the loose puck. He turns it over, and now Genesee will walk into the Tawas zone with it. Down in a corner deep. Number 16's got the puck. That's Caleb Simpson. Gets it out to the point. And the Braves try to clear, but not out. Simpson picks it up again. Cross ice. Oh, just missed. A tip. And that does get out. And Simpson will have to go back for it and regroup in his own end. Powers it off the wall down the left-hand side. Mason Wasson turns it over. Cooper Gorman gets it to center ice. Puts it in on the tape of Andrique. A little drop pass shot right on net. Rebound. And they can't get it past Ashley. Good work by the Braves, though. 13-44, trailing 4-2. We're glad you're tuning in with Brad and I today here on Braves Hockey. Puck lay loose in the high slot. Braves cleared all the way down the ice. Should be an icing. And it is. And good hustle, good work to start the third here, Bradley.
You're 100% right. Able to cut into that deficit, make it 4-2. And I like on defense right now, they're not just letting Genesee County walk back. They're not letting them. They're getting chased. You saw Prim chase him down. You saw Gorman chase down a puck. They're going after the puck, being aggressive, and again, getting him back on their heels.
Brownrigg on the ice. He plants himself in front of Billinghurst, where he's been all day. Him and Flynn Crystal. This time, though, Hazen's going to skate it out. Nice pass. Gets it to Bender and gets it back from Bender. Hazen into the end. Nice pass. Shot right on goal. And Ashley turns that aside again as the Braves continue putting shots and pressure on the Generals here in the third period. Puck lay loose. Now the Hazen brothers back in their own end. Walker and Jacob up the wall to Miller. Can't find it. Jake Miller gives chase, though. Genesee back into their own zone. They put it up the wall. Here's our first look in the third period of Flynn Crystal. He dumps it down deep all the way in the corner. Crystal goes after it. Puck along the board. Shot through the slot. Billinghurst with a nice leg save. Kicks it out into the corner, and Miller clears it up the wall, gets it back, and gets it out. Takes a big hit from Flynn Crystal. Again with an elbow right in front of the referee, and there's no call on that. Genesee back in, shot right on. Billinghurst is going to cover that up. And once again, the Genesee player in there causing a little bit of a disturbance after the whistle. That's number 9 Vance Knack, and there'll be a face-off to the right-hand side of Billinghurst.
High school hockey on WKJC brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Tawa City and the Bresch Funeral Homes of Tawa City, Augre, Hale, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining.
Face-off won by the Braves. Flipped out front. Almost a shot in the net, but knocked away. Good battle out front. Crystal Flynn out front just battling right now with Cooper Gorman. Cooper Gorman's not giving an inch. Braves back the other way. Andrika dumps it all the way in behind the net. Prim gives chase to it along the near wall. Crystal Flynn throwing his weight around, knocking people down, throwing elbows, high sticks. No calls being made right now. That puck's shot all the way out of the rink. And I don't know, are you watching the same game I am? It seems like they're taking advantage of us right now.
I think so,
physically.
A little bit. They definitely are, and they're just kind of finding those little hits that they're pushing everything right up to the line of the officials, and it's almost like the officials are going to let some stuff go and then wait for the retaliation.
Right. It's kind of like they know the threshold.
Right. 11:50 remaining in the third period. We go all the way down to the Genesee County side. 4-2 Genesee County.
Offensive zone faceoff. Draw goes behind the net of Genesee. Brownrigg can't get it out as he's tied up there by Hazen. Puck wrapped around, and now Genesee will come out to the blue line through center ice. Big Gavin Brownrigg over the line, goes to his backhand with it, and right back there is Big Bender. Bender knocks him off the puck. Puck lay loose behind the net. Knocked away by the Braves. Schneller tries to get it out, gets to the point, but not cleared. And now Hazen's going to have to hustle as he goes into the corner with Brownrigg, and he didn't want no piece of that. Shot deflected over the top of the cage. Lay loose. Jake Hazen now with the puck. Tries to get around the corner. Here comes Bender with a head of steam. Look out here. Bender gets to neutral ice, and he gets it just into the Genesee zone before turning it over. Just under 11 minutes here left in the third, 4-2. Genesee on top of Tawas. Puck lay loose and now in the neutral zone. Here comes Genesee. Up to Gavin Brownrigg again. Braves wrap it around the boards. That's a good play. Stopped in the skates. Gradoff can't get it out or flip it over the stick. Cooper Gorman sends it right out front to Braden Bolin in the slot. Dangerous pass. Bolin sends it all the way down the ice, and that'll be good enough for an icing. And a faceoff will come deep now into the Tawa zone.
Braves needed that. Braves needed just a pause in general. You don't like the icing, but either way, they did need that break. Currently four shots on goal for the Braves in this period. It's exactly what I mentioned. They only had three in the second. They needed to put some more pressure on. Right now, outshooting Genesee in this period, 4-3, almost 7 minutes in, 10:28 to play in the third.
Faceoff to the right of Billinghurst. Actually won by the Braves and removed out of the zone. Detloff the other way, grabbing Detloff. Shoots the puck down deep. Cooper Gorman on the backhand, chips it around the boards, but picked up by Genesee, and they head out of their own zone. Neutral zone pass. Andrika breaks that up, and he's got a head of steam going back into the Genesee zone. Andrika on a bad angle down in the corner. Gets after the puck. Still loose. Little pushing and shoving down low. And Dreek and another guy, and they finally break it up and move on. Puck gets to the Tawas line, but then poked ahead, and here comes Cody Prim with a head of steam. He's got an angle, takes a shot right on. And Cole Ashley had a little bit of trouble and juggled that one, but he holds on for the save.
4-2. Genesee County over top of the Braves, and you like the pressure that they're putting on. They're really attacking that right side. That's where it seems to be a lot of their shots are coming from. They're getting up that right side. Haven't gotten that great angle. They haven't gotten that rebound that leads to the goal yet. That's how they've gotten both of their goals coming off of rebounds.
And you know, what did we say? Let's win this period, right? And that's what they're working on right now. Draw one. Keegan Bender keeps the puck down along the wall. Tawas Braves player gets tripped up. No call on that. Loose in the corner now. Chipped out. Driven down the ice. Given chase by Hazen. Hazen gets to it first. Chips it up the wall. Keegan Bender throws his body there. Nice move, but right up in the slot. You got to go out the other way there, and he'll learn that. That's young Sean Bernard, ninth grader. Bernard has the puck. He waits, he waits. He goes in now. He had to wait for Bender to get onside. Genesee now 9 minutes here. 9 miles left in the third. Genesee gets out of their own end. Play lay loose at center ice. And now there might be a penalty coming up. But it's going to be against Tawas, not against Genesee. And there's the call. And now they're going to make the call. And it's going to be an interference call.
And two guys got tied up at center ice, and somehow Tawas ends up on the losing end of this penalty yet again.
Yeah. The pebble's been in the wrong pocket for me just about all day. That's all I'll say on it. 8:44 left. And the faceoff will be all the way down in the Tawas zone. And, you know, with the momentum we just built, I'll tell you what, this is a big penalty kill right here.
They have got to. They have to kill this penalty.
Yeah.
With only 8:44 to play and down by two goals.
Because that'll be the needle there if Genesee picks up a goal here. Face off to the left-hand side of Gradoff. Billinghurst in net shot. That's wide. Rebound comes all the way around the wall. Flynn Crystal on the ice again. Right out in his office, out in front. Puck comes to the high slot. Back out to the other side. Bolin gets it back. Drove in the corner. Cooper Gorman chips it in the corner, but not out. Hit the official. Good break there, and now Bolin's going to clear it and gets it out of the Tawas end. That was big to get that puck out of the Braves' end. 8:11 left and 1:30 in the penalty. Flynn Crystal tries to make a deke in the top of the circle. Puck lay loose and chipped out by Gradoff. And now you're finally going to get a penalty on Flynn Crystal, who's been running all night, chirping, hitting people, and now he's got a head contact, and that'll even things up, Brad.
Well, I mean, he's holding, he's hooking Gradoff as he's moving through, and then finally Gradoff pushes him off of him, and then a hit to the head of Gradoff finally draws a call. It took the second penalty of the play to be able to draw one finally.
Well, sometimes we don't, you know, when you're on the ice and everything is going fast, you don't see all that, but we've seen a lot of it today that's been missed. But here we go.
So there's a minute 16 left with 4-on-4, and then we'll go into Arusso Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks, both of Tawas City, power play.
Yeah, they'll only have that power play for about 44 seconds, but hopefully something will come of it, and we'll stay solid on this 4-on-4 right now. They can apply some pressure. Face off to the right of Cole Ashley down in the Genesee end. They dump it all the way down ice, and not thinking it's 4-on-4. That's a bad play by Genesee. It'll come all the way back into their own zone.
Yeah, it stops the clock, which right now the clock in total favor of Genesee. They just want the clock moving. They should be trying to muddy up this game as much as possible, as cleanly muddy up this game, and be able to get back into this one for the Braves. They're going to have to try and make things chippy still.
So Devin Gradoff loses the faceoff. Genesee with the puck all the way down in the corner. Good hard hit, and then there's a retaliation by 12 and a boarding by 12, and now they're all going to go after him. And here we go, Hazen going after him. We got a melee now down in front of us. And I do not blame Jake Hazen for being upset there.
Not one bit.
Yeah, he absolutely got turned around by Joey Goff, and the referee did have the penalty. Now let's see if the referee does the right thing and calls the original penalty and makes that the one that stands out. They can still take two more penalties here, but they need to have that original stand out so that's where the man advantage comes from.
Jake Hazen got his head grabbed, turned around, and thrown to the ground. I told you earlier, eventually this team is going to break, and they're going to go after one of these guys. And you know what? That's a senior setting the tone. That's going to mean something to the rest of the team.
We're going to take a quick break while they sort it all out. We'll be right back on 104.7, your power station for sports. We're back with Brad Allen here at Tawas Bay Ice Arena. They're still sorting this out. Brad, we've seen two Tawas players skate off the ice, right? Hazen?
And I didn't see the second number.
Okay.
Coming at us. We'll have to get an idea of that, but it looks like two Tawas players are done for the last 7:36.
Right.
Not seen anybody from the other side.
Yeah, I have not. I have not seen...
anything else at this point that's happened. But, you know, again, we'll see how they sort it out and what the score sheet looks like afterwards. But and what the board looks like with the penalties. There's a five-minute major going up on our side on the board, which I don't know.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
It is a tough pill to swallow at this point of the game. They're over there trying to work it out. In other exciting news, Michigan State lost in multiple overtimes today.
Yeah, it had a 24-7 lead at one point. Ended up falling apart. Michigan came back to win. They topped Illinois 19-17, or at least it was 9 seconds left in the 19-17. I assume that game's over.
Yeah.
I assume that game went that way.
With what we got left, there goes our bowl for Michigan State. So today was our bowl eligible game and didn't happen.
So 2 minutes goes on the board now for Genesee County.
Okay.
So currently on the board, there's a bunch of different numbers. So 53 seconds remaining.
Currently it looks like it's going to be 3-on-3.
Yeah.
So actually right now, the way things are, Genesee has one too many men on the ice because they have four players out there. Unless the board's wrong, I mean, they could have an inexperienced board operator in there that doesn't have this. These situations are always confusing at the hockey rink, but the referees won't start play till the on-ice strength is correct. But again, Tawas built this momentum through playing physical, and then number 12, and that's the thing that surprises me. I'm surprised we didn't see number 12, Joey Goff, skate off the ice, because he's the one that had the original big charging hit on that play. So he's probably quietly just sitting in the penalty box. He might be the one with the two-minute number up there.
I'm sure he is.
And our retaliation was what the five-minute number is. But this is all just speculation, so
we have 3-on-3 now on the ice, so it looks like we've gotten that set.
Yep. We're going to skate 3-on-3 for 53 seconds, and then the Braves will get one back and have a short power play before having to kill off another penalty. There we go. Face off to the right of Billinghurst. Braves try to clear it. Don't do it. 3-on-3 hockey here. I think you need to have Andreeken Prim on the ice. They got Prim on the ice. And let Prim have some of this open ice. And the crowd, I can tell you what, the crowd doesn't like the penalty calls here today, Brad. They are giving it to them. The Boo Birds are out here at the arena. Bolin walks over center ice with it. 3-on-3 hockey here. After that little bit of a melee. Down into the corner. Prim, Gorman, and Bolin on the ice. Puck comes out. Gorman with a ripper from the point. And that gets blocked and chipped away. Braden Bolin takes it down around behind the net. Prim gets dumped and tripped. No call there. And now back the other way. Genesee skates it into the Tawas zone. 3-on-3 hockey still. And there was another major that went up on the Tawas side. So there's two Tawas majors on the board now.
That makes sense. Two players came off the ice.
Puck lay loose in the corner against the wall. A lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of holding down there. As finally Braden Bolin breaks free of that. Gradoff down there along with Brumler. Brumler out on the ice. These are important minutes for Henry Brumler, getting his feet wet here as a ninth grader. Out on the ice in a 3-on-3 situation. Now we're just about ready here. Genesee's going to get a guy back right now, and now it's 4-on-3 man advantage for Genesee. 5:54 left. Braves trail by two.
And in 15 seconds, it'll be 5-on-3.
Gorman back to get the puck. Knocked off it. Good pass, though, to clear, and then cross ice to Brumler, and Henry's got a lane, but lost the handle on the puck, and they got to remember they only got three. Back shot. Save Billinghurst. Rebound goes wide. Another penalty coming to Tawas. Behind the net is Gorman cross-checked, number 22 that was in there behind the net, and that's Jacob Rousseau, and Now the Braves are going to have another penalty stacked on top of those two penalties that won't start until the 2:55 of the major expires.
So, I mean, that's going to leave with about 2:40 left on the clock when that one starts. So you're going to be playing about the rest of this game with a man down.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's 4-2. It's not like this game has gotten completely out of hand score-wise.
No,
4-2.
And they're currently doing what we talked about. They're winning the third period right now. Although they got a long road to haul, 5-on-3 hockey here. So if you hear us call a goal or if Big Flynn Crystal gets his fourth of the night, don't be real shocked.
This game brought to you in part by Bowling Asphalt and Paving of East Dallas, Neiman's Family Market of Dallas City, and the Walker Insurance Agencies of Augray and West Branch. It was the two
brothers that got kicked out. So, you know, we talked about that when we were on the air. I asked him, and he said, oh, it's okay playing for his brother. Well, his brother went and stuck up for him. And
yes, he did.
Took a major penalty, too. So, Jake and Walker Hazen both out of this game. We don't know if they'll miss the next one or not. Referees still conveying with the penalty box as to how this works with the multiple stacked penalties.
It's been a rough game all around. All right, let's real quick, let's take a break. Let's pause for station identification on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tallis Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tallis City, East Tallis, a Carroll Broadcasting station.
You're listening to Tallis Braves Hockey right here on 104.7 WKJC. Reset the scene here for you. It is 4-2, Genesee County over top of Tallis area. It has been a chippy, chippy game all the way throughout. For the most part, we've stayed away from the major problems up until about 10 minutes ago when we had Jake Hazen get his mask ripped and pulled down to the ground, and then a bit of a melee broke out. Now we're trying to figure out a couple other penalties. That got us to 3-on-3. Now we're in 5-on-3 after the two major penalties on the Hazen brothers of Tallis. And with 5:31 remaining, it is 5-on-3 for what will be most of the rest of the game. And now it looks like we're ready to go and hopefully finish out this contest without too much more delay.
Billinghurst, the faceoff will be to his right-hand side. Brumler out there with Andrika, trying to kill off this penalty. And Bolin. Cross ice pass. Genesee with the pressure. Now 5-on-3 down in the Tawa zone. 5:16 left in our third. Trying to move Big Flynn Crystal out from in front of the net. Rebound. Can't get it in a nice clear. As Andrika dumps it down the ice. And I tell you what. Little Braden Bolin's doing all he can and battling as hard as he can against 6'5" Flynn Crystal. Down in front of the net. Tallis cleared again, right on net this time. Cole Ashley has to make a save. Then he starts up his teammates right up ice. Down here into the corner, right below us. They send it out to the blue line, but it goes all the way out. And Tallis getting some breaks right now on the penalty kill, 5-on-3. 4:31 left now in the third. Genesee walks in, sets up top. Number 16, Caleb Simpson, gets it across to his partner. Back, shot, hit a foot, lay loose, backhander, and that's cleared on a nice backhand by Andrika. And again, the Braves working so hard, Bradley, to kill off these penalties and stay in this contest. And so far, so good, knock on wood.
And like you just said, with 4 minutes remaining, they're still in the game, albeit they're down two guys.
Yeah. Maybe, just maybe, Andrika or Bolin can get a break on this. Genesee brings the puck now into the Tawa zone in the high slot. Billinghurst with a save and another save, and he covers it up. And again, a big poke and a big spear coming in from number 22 into Billinghurst. Braves clear him out. No calls either way. It'd be nice to see the slash called on that particular play after what we've seen.
And it's... I understand if it happened once or twice. This has been every single time that Billinghurst jumps on the puck. He's not even really retaining. They can see it happen because they're stopping it before he even has full control of the puck. But they have yet to decide that it has become a problem.
No matter what happens this last 3:46, Adam Billinghurst gets my golden puck award tonight.
Been a warrior.
Genesee keeps the puck in off the draw. They walk it into the high circle. Shot, and that went off the post and out. Got lucky there. They might have to go to Toronto and review that one. And another penalty as Bolin just cross-checks number 12, who started all the problems earlier, Joey Goff. That's a little payback right there. Hockey players have big memories.
Yeah, that's a guy who saw his opportunity to stand up for a teammate a little bit earlier on. And so now Talos will not get back to full strength in this contest. They have two penalties stacked up.
Yep. And if you're down 5-on-3, might as well get your licks in. If you're never getting your,
yeah, right.
If you're never getting back to full strength, you might as well get your licks in.
That's right. What does it matter now?
3:27, 4-2, Braves in the hole. Genesee wins the draw, hits the official, and then a nice clear by Henry Brumler. Hank, as he's better known to his friends. Genesee circles its own cage, and with a head of steam, five wide, here they come. Into the Talos zone. Drop pass at the blue line. Walk into the high slot. Pass shot wide of the net. As right now, Genesee's snake bit trying to score this fifth goal. Shot down low. Another good play. Another loose puck. Gradoff can't get it. Brumler can't get it. They're trying to clear it. In the high slot again. Some hacking and whacking. Drop pass shot. That's just wide. And that's going to get out. Gets out of the zone. And once again, the Braves, with 2:41 left, are trying to get out of this. And they're not going to get a guy back yet, as long as they understand that. They do not come out of that box yet. Now the other penalty starts. They got it right. Genesee still pouring on the pressure right now in the high slot. Caleb Simpson on a deflection. Billinghurst with a big save, and then a cross check into the back of the net on Prim. Another save by Billinghurst. What a performance by Billinghurst. And Braves are going to get a cross-checking penalty, but you know what? It doesn't matter at this point. Prim cleared the front of that net out, and Billinghurst has been absolutely golden down here.
Yeah, the Braves are going to run out of bodies before this game ends. They're going to have to play with only two bodies eventually. That penalty box is getting full over there as the Braves are just frustrated. They've been absolutely battered in this game by Genesee County, and they are just trying to finish this last 2 minutes. They are trying to fight. They're trying to stand up for their two players, stand up for their young goalie, Adam Billinghurst, the freshman, who is, like you said, been standing on his head, been terrific all night. He's been tough. This is a tough kid that's been in that net tonight.
Look at these three penalty killers here now for the Braves. Sean Bernhardt, a ninth grader. Henry Brumler, a ninth grader. And Keegan Bender. You don't think Keegan's looking for contact
on
this?
He's out there to get another penalty.
Yeah. Quick one right out front. Not going to happen. Scrum right out front right now with Brownrigg. And Talos clears it all the way down. We're up on the two-minute mark. 2 minutes left in our contest. Another penalty is going to start in about 10 seconds. Genesee in the high slot. Brownrigg with a shot. Hit an ankle. Didn't get through. Puck lay loose. Race for it. Brumler chips it. Bender misses it. Takes somebody from Crystal Flynn. Crystal Flynn with a cross check. Not called. Back out front. High slot. There's a check. There. Keegan Bender says, here, take that. And now it's getting a little bit chippy down in the corner. Big retaliation. Penalty on Bender coming, and you know what? Good for them. Good for them. They've took it all night from the officials. They're giving it back. I'm glad to see it, Brad, to be honest with you.
They really have. That is one. Bender has been the beneficiary of plenty of calls tonight that have not gone his way.
Yeah.
Absolutely livid. And today, again, you just called a cross-check happening on this side, so Bender goes and throws one of his own. And a timeout here. For Genesee, they need a break.
Yeah.
They need a break because they are right now just getting hit. And their coach has got to be saying, play the last minute. Get out of the way for a
right.
minute and a half.
Right. And, you know, really, 5-on-3, I mean, take your time, dump it in. You don't need to go that hard really right now. You know, you can mop this game up without causing this. But I tell you what, this is what happens. And, you know, the people listening at home, you can take this for what you want, but I was in the officiating business for a long time. This is what happens when you miss calls throughout a game. This is what happens because the reaction For every action, there's a reaction down on the ice, and the kids know what's going on. The kids know who threw the elbow or didn't throw the elbow. The kids know who threw the high stick or didn't. And if the refs aren't getting it and they're not making the right calls, this is what happens.
They're going to make it happen. You lost control of the game.
Because they're going to take care of it one way or the other. So, and they put him in a situation where Tawas knows they're not going to have anything more than five on three.
There's no repercussions.
Well, there's none. Yeah, it's going to be 5-on-3 the rest of the game, so why not?
Yeah.
So Ian Beavers and Neil Brandon Miller have their hands full here tonight. They did the best job they could. Kevin Junkwist just wants to get the puck on the ice, get this minute 30 done. He's been having to step in and break up all these altercations. He's a tired man. Face off to the right. In the high slot shot, that's wide. Down low to get it. Flynn Crystal again, and he's staying on the ice till the end. Bernard gives him a little poke, and the Braves clear the puck.
The Braves can play a minute and 15 seconds of defense. How big that would be.
It'd be the greatest third period I've ever witnessed, I think. Now they're in the zone, up to the top, down low, cross ice shot, fanned on it. Goes down low behind the net, picked up by number 22, wraps it around the boards. Out in the slot, cross ice, 22, again, chips it but misses it. Puck lay loose again, Bernard digs in tough. Battling two guys down in the corner for the puck. Finally they come out with it, wraps around the other way. Back to the point, walks in right in the high slot, shot, that's deflected. High and over the net. We're under a minute now, down to 38. Out to the top. Walks in point blank on Billinghurst, and he covers it up and takes one right in the gut.
Man, this kid is earning everything right now. Down underneath, he has faced 12 shots in this period. It's been 5-on-3 most of the period. And he is fighting with everything he's got. The Braves' defense is fighting with everything they've got. And they've got 34 seconds away from somehow killing a 5-on-3 for what has been about 8 minutes.
Tell you what, first start as a ninth grader in a high school hockey game, he's done well. One more chance here. A little tip, nice tip. Get a stick on it there by the Braves. Working hard down low, Brumler. Clearing the man out in front of the net. Down low, shot, save, and Billinghurst covers it up and doesn't even react to the late poke that he got from Jacob Rousseau down in front. 16 seconds left. I tell you what, this is the kind of game that'll bring this team together right here. You're watching something that'll bring this team together. Face off to the right. Kind of won by Tawas, but not cleared. Down low now in the corner. Battling hard out front in the slot. Billinghurst has to take the shot from Brownrigg, and he does and covers it up. And Brownrigg having words now out in front with Brumler, and Brumler just skates away.
He's got to be frustrated, Genesee County players. I mean, just the fact that they have not been able to put it in the back of the net yet.
6 seconds is what they need to hang on. Andrique out on the ice with Gorman. They win the draw. Gorman chips it, might get to the line. No, not quite out. Backhander and a body check down in the corner. And some little bit of pushing and shoving. But that's how it ends. The Tawas Braves come out on the wrong end of a 4-2 hockey game. And boy, they shut the board off real quick. Both boards went out. I don't know if the power on the boards went out, but what a third period we saw, Brad Allen.
That was amazing, and rightfully so. Every single player heads over to Adam Billinghurst, congratulates him on a job well done, and they send Billinghurst to the front of the line, let him meet with the other goalie for a little good game. But Billinghurst has got to be exhausted. 4-2, they're going to come out on the wrong end of that, of the score. And but that third period, 1-0 Braves. That was a big thing we said. Can they win the third period? They do. They win it 1-0. They fight off 5-on-3s for the last, about 6-7 minutes. They're playing 5-on-3, or 3-on-5 for them, and are able to really, like you said, you saw a bunch of players fighting for somebody else. They didn't care about the score anymore. It was about making sure Genesee County knew what was going on and make sure that the officials knew what was going on. The Braves fought for each other, and especially for one of their seniors, Jake Hazen.
Absolutely. What a game. The Hazen boys both get kicked out together. a battle the whole way at the end of the third period. 5 minutes, 21 seconds at least of 5-on-3, and would not give up that goal after they scored one, and they actually won the third period 1-0. So final score here. Genesee Generals up top 4-2. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to wrap it all up and say goodbye after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.